extraterrestrial life? What are we looking for?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a full-size Noah's Ark south of Cincinnati, Ohio.
In the 1990s, NASA launched a program called SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Now, NASA was so convinced that evolution's true, what scientists believe there must be numerous civilizations in outer space. So NASA set up a series of experiments around the globe, listening for radio signals coming from intelligent light. If they heard pulse, 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 they assumed this ordered sequence came from some intelligence out there. Now, if scientists would just exchange their telescopes for microscopes and look at our DNA, well, they'd find the most complex ordered sequence in the universe. And yet evolutionary scientists look at this and say, chance, chance, chance. But if they hear a few simple pulses from outer space, they say, intelligence. You know, no one's ever seen a complex language like DNA evolved by chance. Scientists know it takes information to get information, but they refuse to consider that an intelligence is responsible for life on Earth. Why? It'd mean that the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, is Lord over them.
NASA and PBS TV have produced many programs on astronomy, and they're almost always promoting an evolutionary worldview. Well, to receive our wonderfully produced DVD on astronomy, call and make a donation of any amount. Toll free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.